Here's the latest local news on WBKV. The Milwaukee Metro has the lowest gas prices in the state today. AAA of Wisconsin says the average price of a gallon of regular unleaded here is $1.61. That's down 32 cents from a month ago. La Crosse again has the highest price at $1.70 a gallon. A 48-year-old Richfield man who allegedly choked his ex-wife and injured four Waukesha police officers who were trying to take him into custody last Saturday is being held in the Waukesha County Jail under a $500,000 cash bond. Officers were called to the Country Springs Hotel in Pewaukee in response to a domestic abuse report. Police dragged Jeffrey L. Schultz's ex-wife out of a hotel room and then attempted to take Schultz, who weighs in excess of 600 pounds, into custody. Police unsuccessfully attempted to use a taser to subdue Schultz. One officer was injured when his leg was pinned under Schultz's body. Schultz was eventually transported to the Waukesha County Jail. A judge Wednesday called Schultz an extreme danger when he set the high cash bond. He is charged with first-degree reckless injury, two counts of strangulation and suffocation, intimidating a victim, intimidating a witness, false imprisonment, and causing injury to an officer. Those are all felonies, as well as misdemeanor battery, disorderly conduct, and resisting an officer. An online search showed prior convictions of violent behavior in Washington County. Schultz is due back in Waukesha County Court next Wednesday. A Tuesday night house fire in Sheboygan Falls has now claimed the life of a third child. 10-year-old Benjamin Martin died yesterday at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin following the deaths of his 11-year-old sister Natalie Martin and 7-year-old brother Carter Mackey. Only 9-year-old Jenna Martin survived the fire, which started while the children's parents were at a church meeting. An 18-year-old man is facing felony fleeing and eluding an officer charges for leading police on a 20-mile chase through western Sheboygan County late Wednesday night. Sheriff's deputy tried to pull the teen over in the town of Greenbush, but he sped up and didn't stop until three of his four tires were deflated by a spike strip. Dodge County sheriff's officials have released the names of the two rural Beaver Dam men who were injured when their vehicles collided on County Highway G Tuesday night. 34-year-old Raymond Cody, 18-year-old Noah O'Brien, and a juvenile boy in O'Brien's vehicle were taken to Beaver Dam Community Hospital. Cody and the boy suffered non-life-threatening injuries. O'Brien's injuries were more serious. He was later flown to UW Hospital in Madison. And now you're up to date on WBKV. Our forecast is next.